Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show, you guys. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. Are they up? Tell us why. 585-252-9800. Let's go right to we got calls coming in this morning. Good morning, PXY.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tiffany.
What up, Tiff?
The vibes are up today, even though it's crappy and rainy out.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I recently found out I was pregnant with a baby, so
congratulations! What are you gonna do?
Go all the way off.
Are you super excited, or were you freaking out and throwing?
Yeah, was this expected?
It was not. It was unexpected, 100%. It was not planned for it at all. I already have 2 kids,
okay.
But I'm hoping that I'll get the boy that I wanted.
Oh, well, how did this happen then?
Basically, it was a fluke with my birth control because I went out once drinking one night and it must have, counter-reacted it type thing.
Oh, no. Wait, so do you have 2 girls or do you just have boys that you're not into?
No, I have 2 girls.
It was a fair question. Yeah. Wow.
Well, we're all pulling for you. We hope you get that. We hope you get that boy you wanted.
When are you due? In August or September?
So I'm not totally sure. I just took an at-home test that came back positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the doctors and they did blood work and it came back positive. So now I kind of have to wait for them to basically schedule the ultrasound to figure out how far along I am.
Yeah.
What does your guy say? Is he finding out right now?
Probably. I mean, I haven't exactly told him yet.
You haven't told him yet? You called us, though, and you told us? That's great.
Of course, because it's a good vibe, right?
No, yeah, it is a good vibe, and you can trust us. We're not going to tell anybody. wait, this is amazing. So how old are your other kids?
My other kids are 17 and 10.
Oh, quite the gap.
That's a massive gap.
17, 10.
Yeah.
All right. Listen.
Old enough to help, you know.
Right. That's very true.
Just promise us one thing, Tiffany. If it's a boy, you'll name him Moose. If it's a girl, you'll name her Breezy.
Girl.
She's manifesting that. Yeah. Watch it be a girl.
Well, Tiffany, the vibes are up, obviously, on your end this morning. So thank you so much for sharing, and I appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too, Tiff.
Call us back in 9 months.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
I love that. Sweet.
Pop all the way off, Tiff. All right, who else is here? Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great today. It's a me day. I'm going to do some water aerobics and enjoy the day.
Oh, nice.
Have a great day, guys. Stay dry.
Yeah. Enjoy those water aerobics.
Silver sneakers at the Y. Woo! I love that for you. Amy, you know what? I have dabbled in water aerobics. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Are you guys allowed to play any song I want on the radio? No, I'm so sorry. We're not.
What is it?
Lana Del Rey and Troye Sivan? No, I'm so sorry, we're not.
Troye Sivan?
So sorry.
Which one is it? Is it Angel Baby?
I don't know. I don't know any.
I got a ton of Troye Sivan. I just don't know this song.
But thank you so much.
I got Destiny's Child.
What's your vibes today?
Well, you know, this is not a free plug, but I've been seeing all these ads all over Instagram for Rise Coffee. You know the mushroom coffee? So I've been drinking that for the last 72 hours. And apparently it's supposed to just be...
Are you like tripping on mushrooms right now?
No, it's like, that's what it is. It's all mushrooms, but it's supposed to be like a great anti-inflammatory. It gets rid of bloating. People have claimed to like lose some weight from it. They just, you know, their stomach feels way better altogether. So, but I don't know. I haven't had a bowel movement in like 3 days, so I don't know if it's working or not. It probably has the opposite effect.
It's like making you constipated.
Most likely.
You're like, it's great for bloating and anti-inflammatory. I'm like, it's literally bloating you.
It doesn't really taste like much of anything. I know it's extremely healthy.
Okay, I'm not a mushroom girly. Like, I love eating mushrooms for sure, but like the psychedelic, like, oh, it's medication and now we're tripping. Like, one thing do so many things?
It's, well, this is coffee. It kind of almost tastes like hot chocolate in a sense. There's no real bitter taste to it. Yeah, I mean, you're not tasting the mushrooms. They cover it up with like coconut and all that crap. But overall, it's a great product. I'm still waiting. It's probably going to take a week or two to actually see the benefits.
I love it.
But the vibes are up. Got a good workout in yesterday, and I'm still...
Where?
Around the canal. You know, I run...
I thought you were doing burpees on the canal.
I'm still debating on whether or not I'm going to get a tree. I should probably make that. If I'm going to pull the trigger on that, I got to do it now. My mom keeps telling me to go to Michael's. I just want one of those thin pencil trees. Nothing big.
Yeah.
Just for the corner of my apartment.
Yeah. That would be cute. Go do that.
I might do that. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. Slowly dying, but it's totally chill. This person says, today's my 30th birthday and I'm going to Patriot State for dinner. That's from Natalie. This person says, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Good vibe is listening to PXY this morning.
Do you want to wish Natalie a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Natalie.
Where else would you be going?
Go, Natalie.
It's your birthday. Gotta go to Patron Saint.
My vibes today are fine. I had a picnic last night.
I know.
In my apartment, which was super fun.
I saw.
And yeah, today's the cleaning day. And then kind of it. I know I say that every day. I know I say I'm like done, but gotta clean it up for my new tenant.
Almost time to move on to the next chapter. If you guys didn't know this already, Breezy's moving, so.
I don't know how you couldn't. It's my entire personality, so.
That's coming up on Saturday, so we're going to have a lot to talk about next week and just all the emotions that you had to deal with over the weekend, because they're going to come in waves. Been there, done that. So coming up for the big story of the day, thank you guys for all the vibes this morning. Tiffany, Natalie, happy birthday. Appreciate you guys. This is the most strangest, most bizarre 911 call that the police are saying they've ever received.
Okay.
What happened and where it was, it took place on Monday, but I'll give you all the details on why a guy called from the sheriff's department parking lot and said, I have a body in the trunk. It's all coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Investigators are saying this is one of the most bizarre 911 calls they have ever gotten. Phone call came in at the Livingston Sheriff's Office. This was Monday, close to midnight.
Okay.
And the call came in from someone saying they were in the parking lot and wanted to turn in a body. And deputies eventually identified that body and basically a father's dead and a son is in jail. That's what this comes down to. Richard Flugel Jr., 30, or I believe it's pronounced Flegel, but who cares, was charged with murder and criminal use of a firearm and then tampering with physical evidence in Geneseo after he turned in the body of his father to the Livingston County Sheriff's Office Monday night. He pleaded not guilty to all charges. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for Monday, December 16th at noon. That's next week. But the father was 60 years old, Richard Flegel Sr. of Irondequoit. Guy went missing on Sunday afternoon. Nobody can find him. Investigators say his body was basically had a bunch of gunshot wounds in it when they turned it in. The son is charged with felony and then tampering with physical evidence. The family of the older Flegel filed a missing persons report after he left around 2 p.m. on Sunday, never came back. The next day, his car was found in the village of Dansville, but deputies couldn't find the guy. So that's when they got the call on Monday around midnight from the son saying, yeah, he's
here. He's with me.
Yeah.
That's insane.
We'll soon learn of any other charges that this guy may be faced with in the next coming days.
Very interesting.
Can you imagine, getting that phone call like, hey, you know, come outside. I got a body in the car. And it's the dude's father. And he's got a bunch of gunshot wounds in him.
Understand. So, obviously, he's allegedly, they're suspecting.
Well, he was arrested, yes. I mean, even though he's pleading non-guilty on all charges, they're pointing the finger at him.
Why would he have it?
I don't know.
Like, hey, I found this. My dad.
I don't know what makes people tick. I don't know. But very, very interesting call that came. I'm trying to find that 911 call. I can't find it. I don't think they're throwing it out there. Yeah, there he is.
There he is on the TV.
We love a grown man in a ponytail. All right, guys, coming up on the show, Breezy and I, we figured we'd go ahead and just get all of your unpopular opinions this morning out of the way. Because some of you haven't had your coffee yet, and you just seem pissed off. So this is perfect timing.
This is great.
If you got something you want to get off your chest, shoot us a text or a call, 585-252-9800. There I said it. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. I get so pissed every time this guy says two eggs in your omelet. Like, when is one egg made?
I don't even think it's possible to do a one egg omelet.
Nobody does that.
I don't think it's possible.
It's a three egg minimum for an omelet.
Yeah. Shame on them.
I'm triggered.
Here we go.
Doesn't take much this morning, does it? 585-252-9800. If you need to get something off your chest like we do, shoot us a call or hit us up on the text line. Stacy is here first. What's up, Stacy?
Stace.
I am officially a believer that the middle seat on an airplane is the best seat to sit at. I made two new friends last week on my way to Florida. There I said it. Okay.
We're getting drinks.
Were you flying Spirit Airlines?
You were sitting on their lap. Let's just call it for what it is.
The Motel 6 of the skies. The only plane with roaches.
Yeah, Snakes on a Plane was based on that airline. Let's talk about our friend, this Jimmy. Jimmy's weighing in. He says,
Jimmy.
Food and cooking classes should be mandatory in all schools. There, I said it.
I agree.
Can we do home ec?
Home ec.
I mean, like, there's a brief cooking lesson, and then you switch to pottery
for no reason. I had to sew. What did I make?
Sewing.
Soccer ball.
Baking. What else? Did you do laundry? You had to do laundry.
No, we didn't have washer and dryers in the building.
Really?
Wow.
I don't know.
Sure, the custodians did, but we never did laundry in home ec. You did?
I think we did. Yeah, you had to learn. I think that, well, like to piggyback off of that, I think that they should have classes. I think that home ec should be more than just like one semester in seventh grade. Like, I think it should go up. And I think it should change within the time frame of like one semester we learn how to do laundry, one semester we learn how to balance a checkbook, one semester we learn how to bake, cook.
If
all
you're
going to
do home ec, it should not be in seventh grade.
I know,
should be your senior year of high school when you're getting ready to go to college.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Because once you get to college, you're going to have to learn how to sew. All right.
I do love to
sew. Sure, there's an app for that. Let's go over to Luke. What's up, guys? Just moved here and started listening to your guys' show. Thank you so much, Luke. It's nice to have you on board. I moved from Chicago and wanted to say my unpopular opinion is you guys have no good pizza in the city. There, I said it. Chicago has great deep dish at every corner. Luke, are you high? Nobody wants a 12-inch thick deep dish every time they want a slice of pizza.
Deep dish is the lasagna of pizza.
And don't get me wrong, I love deep dish pizza. But who wants to eat that every single time you want a slice?
So heavy.
It is very heavy.
I would rather have 17 slices of pizza than one slice of deep dish. There, I said it.
And it still wouldn't equal how heavy and dense a deep dish. Oh, you got to go to Lou Malnati's. Yeah, we know. We know. There's plenty of great pizza places in this city.
Pizza Wizard is great, though, even though it's Detroit style.
It's one of my faves. But you got Pontillo's. You got Salvatore's. You got Chester Cab. I don't know.
Chester Cab is deep dish.
Oh. Whatever.
This person says, Breezy, I know you just watched this movie, but I have to say it. Jack Black was miscast in The Holiday. There, I said it.
No, he was not. It's one of the best holiday movies ever.
I agree.
How?
I don't know. He didn't really fit in.
What do you mean? He was the best character in the film.
I didn't really fit in. I don't see him ever in like a serious role.
He was very goofy in that role. By the way, if you guys love The Holiday, here's a little just movie trivia for you. It's not even trivia. Do you remember Dustin Hoffman in the film when they're in Blockbuster and they're just looking for videos? And Dustin Hoffman has that cameo in the film?
I don't know who Dustin is.
Well, anyways, he's Rain Man. That's Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, okay. That movie. Yep.
So
okay.
Dustin Hoffman was driving by in L.A. and then stopped in to see what they were shooting. And they're like, hey, just come in here, do a few lines. And they put him in the film. That's how we got in The Holiday.
Was he paid?
Probably not. What is it? Chump change.
Volunteer work.
Yeah, it's chump change. It's worth millions. James says, bought my son a foldable smartphone. Biggest piece of crap I ever spent my money on. Don't do it. There, I said it. The foldable smartphones. Not for me.
No, not for me either.
Who's this? Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Kim from Webster. I think I'm dreading most about Christmas is my mother-in-law coming to visit. Always shows up empty-handed and complains the house is cold. All in-laws are the exact same. I don't care who you are. There, I said it.
Interesting.
Someone is looking forward to the holidays.
Triggered. Let's see here. This person says, some Christmas songs should be played all throughout the winter. There, I said it. I don't know. I think the expiration date's the 3rd.
I agree.
Of January. Cut it off.
Tony says school shouldn't be a requirement just to get minimum wage. There, I said it. Well, life is based off choices and decisions, Tony.
If that's how you feel, go down to the South.
It's totally on you how long you choose to accept minimum wage. Am I wrong? You know, mine for today is, so I know I brought this up on the show a while back, but I think one of the most interesting traits about me is that I'm an organ donor. And then I started thinking about it. And you know what? Every single person should be an organ donor by default. Someone desperately needs a kidney and you're dying on the side of the road. Why are you not going to, what are you going to do with it? You should automatically have to give up your organs if it can benefit somebody else. There, I said it. Right? Why wouldn't you? What are you going to do with it?
I mean, are you dying or are you dead? Because if someone comes up and they're like,
might
as well just end it now. It's like, So I had like a panic attack because I had to go renew my license. I don't know, it was like a couple years back. And my ex at the time was a nurse.
Yeah.
And I called her hysterically crying. And I was like, I just signed up to be an organ donor. And like,
I'm freaking out because, like, what if I'm in a really bad situation and, like, they're like, oh, she's an organ donor, let's just end it now and take her heart.
No, you think they're going to let you die?
She's like, that's not how that works. That's simply not how that works. And then she broke up with me, so.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it really did. She's like, you are so dumb. This person says, more people should wear tiaras to events. There, I said it. Don't have to ask me twice.
No kidding.
Don't have to ask me twice.
Let's finish this up with our girl Megan here. Hi, guys. Good morning. It's Megan. I heard Tiffany call in this morning for Vibe Check and says she's pregnant. I just wanted to say congrats and that I'm also pregnant. Aww. I'm going on my fifth child and also hope it's a boy. I love children. Couples need to be having more kids today. There, I said it. Have a great day, you guys. Megan, put the wiener down.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
98PXY.
What is the dumbest thing you've ever cried over? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. That's 585-252-9800 for both the phone and the text line. In the almost 2 years that Breezy and I have been doing this show together, I know you've cried maybe 7 or 8 times. And yeah. Then I had a good cry at once.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when we talk about real, raw, vulnerable things on the show, it gets emotional.
Very true. I can't say other shows are doing that. Can't say other shows are doing that.
Ain't that the truth?
So if you want to cry, come to PXY. That's our slogan. They've been asking us since August. What's your thing? What's your guys' thing? I'm like, crying? I don't know.
Yeah. If you want to cry.
What are you known for?
Come crying. To PXY. That's right.
The B is not doing that.
So I didn't tell anyone this, but you know how I bought a new car last month?
Yeah.
Well, I had a really good cry when I had to say goodbye to my old one. It was an emotional experience. I was very overwhelmed. I'm not saying I'm proud of this, but I shed some tears because I felt like I was saying goodbye to a close friend who's just always been there for me. And one of the sales guys who works at the dealership caught me crying in the parking lot. It was a very vulnerable moment. And I saw that he saw me, so I had to quickly pretend that I had something in my eye, and he was totally not buying it. I'm just standing there in a parking lot at a dealership.
Oh, you weren't even in the car?
No. Just thinking about all the memories. All the times we had out in L.A., all the horrible dates I had to pick up and drive around.
That's crazy.
And
you were crying in the parking lot.
I started thinking, what is the most ridiculous thing you've ever cried over? Because I already know there's hundreds of women listening right now who will be happy to admit that you have all cried at least once from being stuck in traffic. It was that overwhelming and frustrating. You broke down in the middle of 390. Well, you get it. Get it.
Yeah, listen, I think the shorter list is what I haven't cried over.
Probably.
Here's the thing about the stupid tears is, like, I black out after it happens. I'm like, no, I didn't cry. I didn't cry about that.
It's so overwhelming, and it takes such a toll on your body that you just completely, your body shuts down.
Yes.
To keep you from remembering it. What's the last thing you cried? Okay. Give us an example.
Okay. I think that it doesn't matter what it is that initially is making you cry. It's the buildup of said emotions. So, like, 150 things could have gone bad, right?
Sure.
But you spill ketchup on the counter. Now I'm sobbing.
Right.
Like, it was a long journey to get here. I cry a lot at the frustration of other people. Like, other people make me so frustrated.
It's crazy how you let them get to you like that.
It's not even that they're getting to me. It's just like, I deal with one idiot and then I have to deal with the next. And then by the third one, I'm like, it's over. I'm breaking down. I'm screaming. I'm crying. I'm throwing up.
Well, have you cried yet this morning? Because I know your little friend is visiting us. It's that time of the month.
Oh my God. Well, I was crying last night in my apartment.
Why?
Because it was the last Tuesday I'll ever spend in there.
Yeah, that's, I can see how. Look at all of our friends texting in. What's up, Sarah? Dropping my food and being so overtired that I started crying because I felt bad for said food. Because all food wants to do is be eaten, but instead it went to waste. I get that, Sarah.
I get that wholeheartedly.
Yes, the food.
I do want to be eaten. Yes. This person says, when I was 13, I cried to the episode of SpongeBob when Gary leaves SpongeBob for Patrick.
That is...
That's a tough watch. That's a tough scene.
It's heavy. What's up, Julie? Cried over a guy I thought I loved, but turns out I was crying over a pathetic, jobless, a psychopath who absolutely has nothing to offer a single person. My God, not you dating Hitler.
Oh my God. That is true. God. Yeah. This person says, one time I cried because I pulled my Parmesan cheese out of the fridge and it was expired.
So can we just all agree majority of us have cried over food?
Yes, of course. This person says, I cried over my boyfriend playing Fortnite even though I told him he could play Fortnite.
Mm.
Yeah.
Guys, it's Rich from Webster. Yesterday, my wife saw an ambulance pass and cried thinking about what kind of emergency the person inside had and if they were going to make it or not. Oh, what goes on?
When I was 8 months pregnant, I cried because my husband ate my last fresh slice of mozzarella. Sobbing.
Oh, yeah. You don't do that to a pregnant woman. Even I know that.
I had a complete mental breakdown sobbing for an hour because my dog threw up in my clean basket of laundry at 2 a.m. I get that.
That is tough.
I get that.
If you're just tuning in, Breezy and I are asking the question, what is the most ridiculous thing you've ever cried over? Majority of our listeners, it has to deal with food. By the way, while we're on the subject, can you just tell people really quick what your latest Amazon purchase was? I can't get over this. I was thinking about it all night last night. Tell us what you bought for your new apartment. Because you're going to have roommates.
Oh, I think that can be its own break.
Yeah, sure. But can you just touch on it?
Yeah. I bought a Tupperware with a padlock on it because I don't want anyone eating my food.
It's literally a clear box.
Yeah.
And you keep food in, you put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And it has a padlock on it.
Yeah. Don't care. Can't take any chances, not pulling any punches.
I'm Moose and Breezy. I watched the movie Marley and Me the other night. Had a good cry for about 40 minutes. It was so sad, I can't believe the dog died.
Spoiler.
Didn't see the movie yet.
Spoiler. I cried last week because I told my fiance I would make him jalapeno popper dip, and then I changed my mind and didn't feel like it. I felt absolutely horrible, was sobbing. Then I found out I was pregnant a few days later. I love that for you. This person says, I cried. I cried because I forgot something at the grocery store. I have fully done that. When you go there for one thing, you get 15 other items. You don't get what you initially went there. Oh, I cried the other day over a screwdriver. I was trying to get a screwdriver from my new apartment to take down something from my old apartment. And I forgot to grab it 4 separate times. I was sobbing on 490.
So I just got a text from my ex-girlfriend. This is the one I was with when I was living in Rochester and then left at Terminal A at the Rochester airport to move to Los Angeles.
So, yeah.
And she writes in and she goes, let me get this straight. You bawled your eyes out at getting rid of your old car, but you didn't shed a tear leaving me behind at the airport when you got on a plane to move away.
You're like, no, you weren't in my car.
Classic.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
I have very exciting news about our bestie, Don Elhart.
What?
Very exciting news from our beloved friend.
He's coming out of retirement.
No, he's not. But the Guinness Book of World Records did officially update his record for the longest career as a television news broadcaster, which now stands at 58 years and one day. Our dear friend retired from Channel 13 back in June, but he still returns for special projects every now and again. And if you know anything about Rochester, you know Don Elhart is the heartbeat. Yeah. He is the man, the myth, the legend. Like, honestly, there is no Rochester
without Don.
There's just not.
He's the Elmer's glue.
He holds us together.
Scott Spisano's the duct tape.
Wow. Shade. But yes.
No,
you're right.
That's what it is.
He's such a great person, and I love that he's still getting accolades even in retirement. You know what I mean?
Well,
I
he deserves them. And you don't find too many people, especially in media today, that are that loyal to one network.
Station, yeah.
One station. It's incredible.
It's very rare if you're not in this industry, whether it be news, print, radio, it's very hard for you to stay one place. I mean, specifically in news, you have to go to smaller markets and you have to bop around in order to work your way up. And the fact that good old Donnie Boy has been in Rochester his entire career it speaks volume.
Not to mention
who he is as a person.
Being in radio, we can come in here, wear whatever we want to a certain extent. Mm. You know how many suits over the years Don has had to buy? Yeah. A lot of suits.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's kept Men's Warehouse in business for 50-something years.
I mean, the guy wrote a children's book during COVID. He's an absolute legend, rock star, iconic.
And also one of the nicest guys. If you ever had the chance to speak with him in person, mm-hmm. he'll always give you the time of day. So I hope you're enjoying retirement, Don.
Yes.
Coming up on the show, Raina from Hilton says she has been struggling as a single mother with her 11-year-old son's constant outburst. If you've been there, done that, maybe you can relate, but the problem she is facing is how much more aggressive and verbally abusive her son is becoming. Mm. We have Raina on hold. We're going to get her on the show with us to see how we can help. Coming up after the break on PXY. PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy. Before we get into Parental Confidential, just a heads up, Breezy and I do have tickets for Ja Rule in Nelly that we're going to be giving away in the next hour. Make sure you listen to when they're coming to Darien Lake August 1st.
Keep your pants on, ladies.
It's your chance to win them before you can buy them. We were more than happy this morning to get Raina on the air with us for Parental Confidential, who says she has been struggling as a single mother with her 11-year-old son in his constant outburst. Now, if you've been there, done that, if this is something you can relate to, we'd love for you to call in and try and point her in the right direction.
Right.
She could really use some help. But I think what's so alarming about Raina's situation is that her son seems to be getting more aggressive, more verbally abusive as time goes on.
Right.
Let's get her on the phone with us. Raina, thanks for coming on the show this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy. So I'm just desperate, really, for some parenting advice. I'm kind of nervous. Did you want me to just share the whole story of what I wrote in the email?
Yeah. Go. Feel free. Just go ahead and tell us exactly what you wrote.
Okay. For context, I have an 11-year-old son who was upset that I hid his Nintendo Switch to teach him a lesson about taking things from my office.
Uh-oh.
You know, yeah. Silly. I know.
Been there. My mom did the same thing.
Not the Nintendo Switch.
He became really upset and escalated to swearing and screaming and basically told me I should go kill myself.
Yikes.
That's really dark. Yeah. That's really dark.
Is that the first time he's ever said something to you like that?
Yes. To that degree, yes. I was completely shocked. I mean, we have a really open approach to mental health and, you know, he's aware of my own struggles, of which feeling suicidal at one point.
Jeez.
But he has ADHD and at times he could just like snap at me or react so quickly. But this is the worst it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
When those words came out of his mouth, what was your response? I mean, did you chase him around the house with a wooden spoon or did you just kind of like totally in shock?
I was in shock. I left the room. I didn't want him to see me crying, but I left the room and I just started hysterical crying. I didn't talk to him for the rest of the night. And then the next day I didn't know what to do. So I just tried to act like nothing happened because I didn't know what to say. You know?
Yeah, that is that. I think for a lot of us, that's a conversation that was always going to be had. If something like that was said, that's not swept under the rug. So yeah. I can imagine that you went to just crumble in the corner. That's a lot to hear from an 11-year-old, especially your son.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't want to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but his father was very abusive.
Oh.
And, well, yeah.
Is he no longer in the picture?
Absolutely. We haven't seen him in years.
Got it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Does that add another layer of worry to you?
100%. 100%. Yeah. Because my son was old enough to know his father. So he only left, I want to say, 4 years ago. So my son was old enough to, like, understand what was going on. And there was a time where something traumatic went on, and he just basically told me to kill myself in front of my son.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
And, yeah, I mean, he was blackout drunk. It was a whole thing. And, unfortunately, my son overheard it. And, of course, I didn't want him to hear this or witness this, but he did. And so, you know, fast forward to now, you know, I know he was being impulsive when he said what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell when he said it, he was like almost shocked himself and he was upset, but the words came out of his mouth. You know, but there's no doubt about it.
And it probably gave you so many flashbacks to when your ex said the same exact thing.
It was very traumatic. Very traumatic. I've been doing good. You know, like I said before, I have my own mental health struggles, you know, depression, anxiety, all that. And so I've been doing okay. You know, I want to be a beacon of light for my son, but that kind of took me down a few pegs. I mean, I feel like I was scraped off the bottom of a shoe. Like, what I thought, I've been doing the best I can as a mother. You know, I'm a single mom. Like, I can only do so much, and I'm proud of what I've done for my son, but I don't want him to become like his father. I mean, that's the fear, right? As he gets older, he says these things and then there's actions behind it. And,
sure.
You know, he meets somebody and says the same. And I want to stop the cycle. So,
yeah, I don't know. Try not to beat yourself up too much. Kids will say all types of things they don't mean in the heat of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do it all the time. And God knows I felt horrible after if I said something to my mother I didn't mean because I was pissed off.
Right.
But of course, I can totally understand where you're coming from with the past experiences and situations that you had to face with your ex. And clearly, you're scared your son has picked up on some of those toxic traits.
And just like the whole idea of that's your son, he's half you, half your ex. It probably, you see the traits and you're like, oh my God, I don't want my son to end up that way.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's any therapist or parents listening that may be able to share with me, like, how do we even go about approaching this?
Right.
So he understands, like, this could never happen again. It's just not appropriate.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there is plenty of parents and a couple of therapists listening, and hopefully some of them might be able to point you in the right direction. If you can, and you've heard this, 585-252-9800 to help our friend Ray now here. Thanks for agreeing to come on and share that with us.
Yeah,
I know it's tough to talk about.
But, it is, but it's, I'm hoping to get some clarity. So thank you guys.
I hope so too. Yeah. Thank you, Raina. We'll get to some calls and texts that are already coming in. So make sure you tune in and listen to see if anyone can help out.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great holiday. Okay.
Thanks. You as well.
Okay. Bye. All right. That's kind of heavy. We had Terry that was messaging in here as soon as Raina brought up the fact with her ex, she messaged in and said, therapy, therapy, therapy. Mm-hmm. And I know it's the last thing you want to hear because most listeners might echo the same advice, but this was literally how my ex was as a kid. And his mom didn't get him any or enough help. And he turned out to be a horrible person that was basically a spitting image of his abusive father. Mm-hmm. I know you said your son wasn't around, a whole lot to witness your ex. Well, he kind of was. But it gets harder from here. Teens with anger issues are scary. Take it from a former one, but definitely get him the help.
This person says, take away the video games. That's what he learned. That's where he learned it. They talk like that on Discord all the time. This person says, I think it seems like you want to handle it like an adult and have a stern talking with him. But what he needed to see was you crying. Yelling at him isn't going to fix anything. It's just going to make him more angry.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make him feel empathetic and realize how much he actually hurt you. Also, this kind of extreme reaction shows addiction. He needs to limit his video game time, screen time, etc.
Yeah. Soon as she took it away, he just started tweaking out.
Yeah.
I was an ADHD kid that was borderline violent, had outburst. And the listener goes on to say, my parents just physically and emotionally abused me for it. I'm 30. I'm still trying to figure it out. But whatever you do, don't make him feel like he's the problem. Definitely do a huge cut in screen time, but spend time with him one-on-one. It's the one thing I wish I had as a child. Mm-hmm. Wow.
This person says he needs therapy. This behavior isn't normal. How is he acting in school? This person says, okay, why not actually take him to family therapy? That could be a little bit more beneficial. This person says therapy and consistency is absolutely huge. My son does the same stuff, has ADHD, and his dad was also abusive.
Yeah, because it's not just him that needs it. It sounds like Raina definitely could use it as well.
Yeah.
So if the two of them went together, it probably definitely is more beneficial.
For sure. This person says definitely should be in there for both of you if you're not already. Also, I think you should have allowed him to see you cry because it's going to be way more impactful, kind of echoing what that person said before. And it needs to be addressed immediately before things escalate to a place you don't want them. A point of no return, if you want to put it that way.
Sure.
And also, like, I don't know. I just think it's kind of crazy that these outbursts are happening and you feel out of control. Because, not saying like you're crazy or anything, but I'm just saying there's a lot of parents that go through this. And a lot of parents that are like, I'm at such a loss. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to turn.
Yeah. I want to go over to Tommy real quick. Tommy says, hey guys, I'm a parent. Young kids today have us wrapped up in scared parenting. If you take away anything, they will say they will run away. My two boys now are young teens, but it doesn't always get better. Now, even with young adults, they get moody. They won't say what's really wrong. They will never understand until they are parents themselves one day. I think therapy is definitely something that both of you should attend together. And then Krista says, I'd remove gaming opportunities for a few weeks, especially if he games online. I reintroduce his gaming system on a limited time basis and see how he manages that. But frankly, if he games online, I'd remove that altogether. The things people say to each other online can be vile, and kids will absolutely pick it up. Good luck, Raina. That came in from Krista. We had a therapist that messaged in and left her contact, and I'm more than happy to send that over to Raina, which I will do.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much. Appreciate all the love and all the help that you offer a lot of our people here and listeners that jump on Parental. If it's something you ever want to do and you want to leave a message with us, you can do it on our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester or, of course, our Facebook at 98PXY. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What do we got? 2 weeks until Christmas. And Breezy and I, kind of behind the scenes here, we're talking about Christmas traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a couple of them. I don't know. I think Christmas traditions always starts with the kids.
Yeah, well, or like with your family growing up and then you bring it to your new family. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you guys as a child did the, I don't know, what is it? The tickle my pickle thing in the Christmas tree. Then you take turns taking that.
I don't think it's called tickle my pickle.
You take the pickle, you put it in the tree, and then the tradition carries on. That is something I've always wanted to do, was that tradition.
You've never
done
it?
Nobody in my family does it.
Oh, we did it every year.
So I got upset. So I started my own Christmas tradition. I do this every Christmas morning by myself. I wake up in the morning. I make these delicious pig in a blanket.
You do that for Christmas too? I thought that was a Thanksgiving thing.
You can do for any holiday. You can. It's.
He's like, this was my Thanksgiving tradition. And he's like, this is my Christmas tradition. I'm like, so you're just eating pigs in a blanket every morning. I love that for you. No, I love that for you.
They're delicious to eat all year round. Okay?
He actually makes them every morning before work. It's not a tradition. It's just a morning routine.
No, it's a holiday tradition. They are absolutely delightful, you guys. Hit me up on my Instagram, Hi Moose. I will send you the recipe and how long to cook them for.
Crickets.
What does your family do during the holidays for Christmas?
So, I agree. I feel like a lot of these Christmas traditions start when you're young, or your parents have always had them in place when they were young, so they just continue. My family did do the pickle ornament. It wasn't as, like, I don't know, wasn't as big of a to-do as what I think it's supposed to be. So what you're supposed to do is there's like a pickle-shaped ornament that's hidden within the Christmas tree, and the finder receives an extra gift or good fortune or something along those lines. I never received an extra gift, but also I was getting way too many gifts to begin with, so it didn't matter. And we didn't, like, actively look for it. It was just chilling in the tree.
Oh, no. Okay. So I thought it was whoever finds it first gets to open the first gift.
Oh, I mean, maybe there's a couple different ways to do it. I mean, don't ask me. I didn't follow the tradition to par. But that was one of them. And then Christmas cards. I always hung all the Christmas cards on the front door. Always.
Yeah, my parents do that.
And I was in charge of that. It was one of my favorite things. I do feel like Christmas cards is a dying tradition, though.
Yeah, I haven't received one in the last 5 years.
I know.
From anybody.
If you guys want to, if people are just doing e-cards or what's going on, but
yeah, I think that's a lot of Christmas cards today. It's you just got to jump onto somebody's social media. But if you guys are up for sending Breezy and I one of your holiday family Christmas cards, we're at 70 Commercial Street.
Yeah, send them our way.
High Falls.
I think a newer one that I've been seeing a ton that I want to dabble in. I mean, it's too late. I'll do it next year. Is the advent calendars. A lot of people are doing the advent calendars.
I hate them so much. That's
you
the
hate
one,
them?
That's the one tradition I have no interest in partaking in is the advent calendar.
Why?
No, thank you. It rubs me the wrong way. I don't know what it is.
I think when I was growing up, I did a adjacent to an advent calendar, which was the rip a ring off every night before bed. Countdown to Christmas, the paper chain countdown.
We made the paper chain countdown in school.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but December 1st as a kid, Christmas took forever to get here.
Yeah.
You're just counting down the days. It was like an eternity. Now it's like it comes so quick and then blink of an eye, it's done.
Now I blink and it's like, oh my God, it's the new year. Oh, now it's my birthday. Now it's Halloween. I think one of the ones that I don't think it's still around anymore, but this was like AI before AI was AI. So my family would go to this website and you would put your name in and you would put in like boy, girl, whatever, very basic info where you live. And then it would spit out a letter back. That you wrote Santa a letter, but it would spit a letter out back to you from Santa. And they were all just like kind of already pre-made, like all that stuff. But we would do it every single year.
That's a great tradition, though.
It really was. And we were at my grandparents and my grandpa had Roadrunner. It was a whole thing.
How many parents today are using ChatGPT to write
a
letter from Santa to your kids?
So one year we did this, but my mom like intercepted it and wrote it for my dad. So we were like, Dad, like we put your name in, like, oh my God. And we ran out with the letter. And it basically was like all my mom's frustrations she's ever had. It was like, stop drinking beer and like be nicer to your family.
Yeah.
It was just hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Right. I think I witnessed the Christmas magic dwindling when I was about 13 and I came downstairs on Christmas Eve and we had left a plate of cookies and some milk out for Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And, my dad was down there putting the presents under the tree, and he was just fed up because he didn't really take the cookie. He just took it and crumbled it up into his hands and spread it all over the fireplace and went upstairs.
Oh my God. He was angry.
Yeah.
Santa gets there. He's like, wait, what? What happened?
He's like, ugh. Just like tired. You know what I mean? Like most parents. But the letter to Santa. The letter to Santa was one of my faves, and my buddy still does this with his son, is you go out Christmas Eve and you sprinkle
the reindeer dust.
The reindeer
dust. The reindeer dust, and then you leave carrots for the reindeer. Oh my gosh, the reindeer dust, yes, so they can find the house. You're basically like working at the airport. Sprinkling the reindeer nose?
Yeah. Oh, so Lindsay says, pickle in the tree, you guys. Buy a pickle ornament, and the first one to find it opens the first gift.
Okay.
So that's how that goes.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
I wonder why the pickle, you know, where did the pickle come from? Because that just seems very random to me.
It's probably a Dutch tradition. German? I don't know. Anybody still
German,
do,
yeah, you're right.
Anybody still do caroling? I mean, because if you're going home to home, you better be careful. A lot of people are trigger happy today. You can't be knocking on people.
I just wanted to sing Joy to the World. You know what I mean?
Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. Investigators are saying this is one of the most bizarre 911 calls they ever received. Phone call came in to the Livingston Sheriff's Office. This was Monday night around 11:40 p.m. And the call came in from someone saying they were in the parking lot of the sheriff's office and wanted to turn in a body. That's casual. Deputies eventually identified that body. And basically what they found out was a father is dead and the son is in jail. Richard Flegel Jr., 30 years of age, was charged with murder and criminal use of a firearm and tampering with physical evidence in Geneseo. After he turned in the body of his father to the Livingston County Sheriff's Office Monday night. That was the phone call. Yeah, I know you guys, you're looking for my dad. I have his body. Come outside and get it. He pleaded not guilty to all charges, but he returned the body with a bunch of, I don't know how to say, I want to be respectful when I talk about this, but yeah, the guy had a bunch of bullet holes in him. He was shot multiple times.
Wounds. Yes.
His preliminary hearing is scheduled for Monday, December 16th. That's going to be at noon. But the father, 60-year-old Richard Flegel Sr. of Irondequoit, guy went missing on Sunday afternoon. And then investigators say his body had gunshot wounds when it was turned in, and the son is charged with felony, tampering with physical evidence. The family of the older Flegel, the family, excuse me, of this gentleman, filed a missing report. That was after he left his house around 2 p.m. on Sunday. He never came back. The next day, his car was found in the village of Dansville. Deputies couldn't find him. And so that's all we know about that right now. We're soon going to learn of any other charges after this guy, what's his name? Richard. He's going to be charged with a couple of other things. We don't know what those are just yet, but my Lord, I don't know what makes people tick.
I think it's very bizarre, just the whole coming forth with evidence of, hey, I have a body in my trunk, and that body happens to be my father. It's like, what happened there?
So
where did we go wrong?
As of now, there is a lot of unanswered questions that we will soon be finding out in the next coming days. All right, coming up on the show, you guys want to play a game?
Let's play a game.
Would you like to play a game?
To win Nelly and Ja Rule tickets for... What's the name of this? Where the Party at Tour. This is going to be at Darien Lake Amphitheater on Friday, August 1st, courtesy of Live Nation. 585-252-9800. We need caller 8 to play real or fake. Here's what's going to happen. Breezy and I, we're going to ask you to read... we're going to read you 8 Florida headlines that are all current in the last year. And you have to determine whether they're real or fake. If you can get 5 out of 8, you're going to the show. We do it next on PXY. Good luck.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
585-252-9800. Looking for caller 8 right now to win a pair of tickets to go see Nelly and Ja Rule August 1st at Darien Lake. And all you got to do is play a little game called
Real or Fake.
Breezy and I are going to read you 8 Florida headlines that are all current in the last year, and you just have to determine whether they're real or fake.
If you can give, some of them are current.
Majority of them. All you got to do is get 5 out of 8. If that's the case, you're going to the show. I love Ja Rule. I didn't love him during Fyre Festival, but...
Or lack thereof, we should say.
That's right. All right, let's go to the phones. They are blowing up right now. Hello, PXY, who's this?
Marcus!
What
up, Marcus?
What do you...
I'm on 98.
PXY.
If you want to cry, come to PXY. Where are you, buddy? What are you doing?
I'm in East Rochester. Just took my wife to work. I'm ready to answer some questions.
Oh, well, good thing.
Heck yeah, you did, Marcus.
You're color eight, buddy.
Of course I am. That's Kobe Bryant's number.
That's Kobe Bryant's number. R.I.P.
Rip.
All right, buddy. Let's get right into it. Get your game face on. This is serious. Here we go. Let's play real or fake. All you got to do is tell us if it's real or fake. Breezy, why don't you ask him the first one? Here we go, Mark.
It's giving a Florida Man Challenge. Let's just say that as well. Ready? First headline, Marcus. Florida woman asked to leave a Red Lobster, was asked to leave a Red Lobster, so she responded by allegedly grabbing a live lobster straight out of the tank and bolting into oncoming traffic with it. Is that a real story or headline, or is it fake?
I'm going to say that that is real. A lot of crazy people live in Florida.
That's true, they do, and you would be 100% correct. That
period,
is real.
Marcus.
You got one on the board, buddy.
Queens. Yes.
Question number two. Let's go to the next headline. A Florida man wears F the police shirt to court and wins the case. Real or fake?
Oh, that's fake, man. You're not doing that in Florida.
That actually happened.
That's insane. That's literally insane.
All right,
that's
man.
Crazy.
That's okay. Let's keep it going.
Next one for my man, Marcus. Florida man was arrested for trying to sell NASA's secret moon rocks on Craigslist.
False.
That is correct.
Okay, listen, you're going to have to start giving me some false questions.
No, I mean, Moose hit the wrong button, but yes, that was
No,
right.
You got that one right.
Yes.
Heard that.
Okay.
Moose heard that.
All right, here we go.
Right, heard that.
Marcus, the next headline. A Florida man was arrested for attempting to barbecue pedophiles located at a motel.
Come on, that's false. You got to give me that false.
That happened.
I'm confused.
He's barbecuing pedophiles, what?
Yeah, he tried setting them on fire.
Okay, so the rest of my answers are all true.
Yeah. Let's keep it going. Go ahead, Breeze.
A Florida man was arrested for smoking meth inside of an elementary school during his daughter's talent show. Real or fake?
That's real.
Was it real? No.
Marcus is like, wait, I don't know what's going on.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to hang up. We're going to try this again, okay? Let's go with Kobe Bryant 24 number this time.
Okay, let's do it, all right? Here's the next one. Where are we at? Number six. Florida man is charged with a deadly assault of a weapon after throwing alligators through a Wendy's drive-thru window.
Come on.
True.
Yeah, that is.
100%.
You know that happened in Florida.
Of course that happened in Florida.
There you go, buddy.
All right, you got three on the board. You got to get these next two right. All right. Florida man on meth was charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Oh, and Moose did double questions.
So sorry.
Super tough.
I was going to say two meth questions?
So that one's real too, so you got both those right. And this is the final question. Golf cart driving Florida man tries to blow up neighbor's chickens with homemade whiskey bomb during dispute over BB gun. This is the most Florida headline probably we've ever heard ever.
That's true.
Okay, so I was just watching an episode of Fear Thy Neighbor. It sounds like one of those, so let's go with real.
The real would be...
You correct! Got the tickets!
I love it, Marcus. Who are you going to go see Nelly and Ja Rule with August 1st at Darien Lake?
There's only one person, and that's my wife. She loves Ja Rule.
Oh, good for you, man.
Wait, you have to call her because you just dropped her off at work, and she's going to be
Breezy, Breezy, listen, I tried to text her while I was on the phone, but I couldn't because my send button was in the wrong location. I couldn't push it, or I'd have hung up on you guys.
Oh, my. Fair enough, Marcus. I would have been absolutely pissed if you did, so. Okay, well.
Except for 10 Cup Social, I sold you a lot of food.
Oh,
I love this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we see you at Tin Cup all the time, Marcus. You're the man,
course.
Dude. All right, listen, I got your tickets. Stay on hold. I'm going to grab all your info. What's the only station in the city, Marcus, hooking you up with Ja Rule and Nelly?
Come on, it's 98PXY. I appreciate
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
46 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings. My name is Moose, and that's the lovely Breezy Breeze.
Morning.
Who's nominated for what?
best local media personality in Rochester through City Magazine. And all the info to votes right now on our Instagram story, at Breezy on Air and at 90PXY Rochester. Let's win this together collectively as a group.
Get those votes in.
Shall we? Listen, there's something weighing heavy on my heart. I want to talk about it. I feel like the saying goes, we've all heard it. We've heard it here. We've heard it there. We've heard it a million times. We all eventually are going to turn into our parents, right?
Yeah.
But what if your parents emulate traits that are highly judged by others around you? Or maybe you even judge yourself. Are you on the hook for that? Are you on the hook for that? Although right now, in this point in time, you don't agree, but there's other things that maybe you can be susceptible to when it comes to personality traits, social cues, things like that. And you don't know how you're going to be when you're 80, right? But there's an example that a listener sent in. And they wrote in, I'll just give a brief synopsis. They're openly gay, and they're struggling right now with a pair of homophobic parents. And it's hurt their partners in the past. It's drove a wedge in between not only them and their parents, but them and their partner. And they've even gone as far to say that some partners, after splitting, has held their homophobic parents against them. Like, it's their fault. And I don't know.
So just so we understand, so the person that was dating the other person with those type of parents are now they're holding it against them. But okay, I understand. I don't know why, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the question at hand here. But is it fair? Is it fair to judge a person based on who their parents are as people? Because at the end of the day, we really are all of our own people. We all have our own personalities. We have our own thoughts and feelings.
Our own beliefs.
But studies show eventually you will turn into your parents no matter how hard we try to fight it. And that exact study is like you'll take on at least 30 to 60 of their traits, 30% or 60%, between 30% and 60% of their traits. And that could mean physical traits, that could mean, you know, mental traits, beliefs, things of that nature. And I think it's crazy. I mean, homophobia aside, that's one thing. But like, I mean, we just got out of an election season. A lot of our parents maybe didn't vote for the people that we voted for, vice versa. It was obviously a huge thing that we just talked about hot off the heels of Thanksgiving. But it's crazy because I think it's such a push and pull. Because I don't think it's fair for you to sit there and judge someone based on their parents or their parents' behavior. But it is kind of fair for you to sit there and proceed with caution, given the fact that, well, maybe in 10, 20, 30 years from now, they could turn into this person who I genuinely can't stand, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I think that's the question a lot of people ask, too. Is they want to know, like, explain to me why, despite hating my parents, not me personally, hypothetically speaking.
Right.
Like, the people that I never want to be anything like, why do I find myself similar to them in a lot of ways? Why does this happen? Because you grow up with them, you become a product of your environment, but you're not the same person.
Right. And it's so weird, though, because, like, obviously, the older you get, the more you become like them. So right now, in our 20s and our 30s and our 40s, we're like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm never going to be like my mom. But I'm not even kidding you, Moose. It was just the other day. You and I we recorded a video together. And I was editing said video. And I literally, Moose, I was absolutely, positively floored. Because there was a picture of myself as I was editing that video that was my mother. I had to do a double take because I was so, I'm airdropping it to you right now. I was so like, wait, that's not me. That's my mom. And it was freaky. So looks wise, okay, great. Personality wise, you're like, oh, well, I don't know. I'm not going to be that way. But you don't know how you're going to be when you're older. Does that look just like my mom?
I would go as far to say this is a spitting image of your father.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it looks just like my mom.
Oh, okay.
It's literally my mom's face. It's actually quite scary. You also haven't only hung out with my mom like 5 times. But I think it's just wild because there are traits that you can take away But do you think it's okay for you to say you're with someone and you don't like their mom? We all hate our in-laws, right? We all hate our in-laws.
That's not everybody. Yeah.
That's.
I don't think that's the case with everyone.
I don't think it is, but it's like a very common, like, oh, we hate our in-laws. And you hate her mother. Are you looking twice at her and be like,
Well, growing up, my father always said, be careful of who you marry, because the mother, what you see is what you get physically, everything else that comes with it. You know what I mean? So you need to realize and understand that you marry the family and that person is eventually going to become that person. So make sure you like the mother. I said, okay, Dad. Okay. Okay. He's not wrong though.
He's not wrong.
So, oh, this is tough because I don't know. I always, when I meet someone, ask them what their relationship is like with their parents, because I am a huge believer in that what you see is what you're going to get. They will turn out to be their parent. They will be like their mother.
Right.
This I don't know who this is, but we just had a text come in that says, I've coined the phrase generational empathy, meaning I can acknowledge the shortcomings of my parents and how it impacted me. Yet I can also forgive and empathize why they were the way they were, but I am not them, and I've never wanted to be.
Right.
Generational empathy.
Mm. That's an interesting take. This person says, I think this person's specific example, if they're hanging around homophobic parents with their partner, then their parents... Wait, okay. I think this person's specific example... If they are hanging around their homophobic parents with their partners, then their parents are openly homophobic and making it uncomfortable, then yes, that is on them. But at some point, they need to make a decision between their homophobic parents and being around them with their healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it can be separate, right, with this specific example. Like, I think you can love your parents and figure that all out on your own. But when you're bringing someone else in and they're not being treated fairly... then that's where rubber meets the road, right? That's where you have to make the hard decisions of like, well, we're not going to spend Thanksgiving with you if you're going to be treating not only me, but my partner poorly as well. I mean, I think about politics all the time. Like, are you going to be mad at me because my parent voted for someone that you're
well,
against?
Well, this is where it gets messy,
you
though.
Know what I mean?
I know, like, and that's why I said you marry into the family. It can get really messy. And especially growing up, like when you're a kid, your brain is an absolute sponge.
Yeah.
So you're going to pick up on the world around you, which is primarily the world of your parents and where you grew up. But, you know, you don't have to eventually. You become your own person as you get older, right? Mm-hmm. Your own beliefs, your own thoughts. You become your own individual. It's just, it's harder because as a kid, like we keep saying, you become a product of your environment.
Right.
It's hard not to take those things and carry them over into adulthood.
Right. I think one more thing, because I'm very sensitive to this. Like, I think that I can talk crap about my parents.
Sure.
But the second that somebody else does, no matter if they're in the wrong or not, that's like not okay for me.
Yeah, but that's loyalty. You know, you got their backs 24/7. You
so
back them up.
I think it's just a very sticky situation. And, like, I think my heart goes out to people who don't have a relationship with their parents or have lost a relationship with their parents due to the fact of their differences, no matter what they may look like or what they may be. It's sad.
Yeah, and you know what breaks my heart is I had a couple of friends put in this situation where they were with, so they thought, the love of their life.
Yeah.
But that love of their life didn't like their parents, so they made them choose. It's me or your parents. And I had a couple of two buddies out on the West Coast who made the wrong decision. And it didn't end well.
It never does.
But why would you ever want to be with somebody who's going to make you choose?
I would
what kind of an ultimatum is that? Your family or me? You're already a horrendous person if you make somebody choose between the two. How could you even ask that?
I agree, but I do see the other side of the coin. If there are situations where they aren't very nice or they're making them uncomfortable. I don't believe in ultimatums, period, but I think to bring someone's family into it is kind of crazy.
Yeah, and speaking of the ultimatum, season 3 just launched on Netflix.
The show is absolutely wild, and I can't believe this is what we're producing on Netflix right now.
Oh, I can absolutely believe it, because people like us will watch
it. It's brain rot. That's all it is.
It's a train wreck. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for tuning in. It's PXY Mornings.
minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
A little shaboozy on PXY Mornings. Welcome back to the show. My name's Moose. That's Breezy. Well, apparently, because I don't have ovaries, I wasn't invited to Breezy's tea party last night.
No, you weren't.
No, I would. I know.
So sorry. It was such a beautiful evening last night. It was the last holiday hurrah, the Park Ave Princess era send-off.
So Breezy is got, where are we at? Today's Wednesday. You have about 72 hours left in your Park Ave apartment before you move to Fairport in with your girlfriend.
Yes.
And her brother. So.
Fully.
So, three's company. So this is a big deal because, like I said earlier in the show this morning, those emotions are going to start to come in waves.
Mm-hmm.
And last night you had this tea party blowout.
Yeah, I had a picnic come through, which was amazing. And we absolutely sent it. It was gorgeous. The tablescape was out of this world. And I went to Wegmans and Trader Joe's and all the places to get all the things because I did the cooking.
Wait, hold on a second. I thought all of this was provided.
No. She came in and set up the whole tablescape.
You had to make the charcuterie.
She's not cooking the food. She's not a chef. She's a tablescape artist.
You had to make the charcuterie?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a lot of work. How much money did you drop?
Like $100. It wasn't that bad. I made my famous award-winning white chicken chili.
Every award-winning.
It is award-winning. I did win an award.
You won a gift card, okay? So what?
And the accolades, but okay. And
the charcuterie did look fantastic.
The charcuterie is amazing. And I was in Trader Joe's getting all the supplies, and I stopped dead in my tracks in the middle of the aisle. Like, you would have thought I was a deer crossing. Deer in headlights. Eyes bulging out of my head.
Let me guess. There's a food that stopped and grabbed your attention.
Period. And it was so niche to me that I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do here? They have just released a French onion popcorn.
Really?
Which, if you know anything about me,
French onion soup.
You know French onion soup is my absolute lifeline. I have it running through my veins at any given moment. And popcorn is the other love of my life. I would say the most important love of my life. And merging the two together, I almost, my body was levitating.
You know what? If you're going to find anything like that, you're going to find it at Trader Joe's.
And it was so incredibly, like I said, niche to me that I was like, if I don't get this, it's a crime against humanity. So I check out and I get it. And I post it on my story and I'm like, guys, I'm literally screaming, crying, throwing up. We need to try this together. So I did a live taste test video on my Instagram story, which I'm not really the taste test girly. Like, I obviously will do the espresso martinis and the French onion, but like, this was a very live, raw reaction.
And you were in your vehicle?
In my vehicle.
Okay.
And I tried it, and I was so hype. Have you ever been in a situation where you are so hype for something that you're like, I can't even believe this is real. I can't believe this is happening. This is the best day of my life. Oh, my God. Like, how did we get here?
Probably when I was at the sperm bank in California.
That was me. And I open her up. Snap, crackle, pop.
The bag is all air.
Literally. It's all air. And I take a bite, and it's the worst thing I've ever eaten in my entire life.
It was that bad? Why was it bad?
It was horrendous.
Why?
I don't really even know how to describe it. And I'm mad at myself because all my friends came over last night and they're like, we wanted to try it. And I was like, it was garbage. They're like, we wanted to be the judge of that. So I didn't, I threw it away.
Oh my God. It was a whole bag.
I threw it away.
You're so wasteful.
I was so angry. I should have had it.
What made it bad?
So I don't like cheddar popcorn.
Oh, this, I love it.
Disgusting.
Cheddar popcorn's disgusting. That's most popcorn.
No, it's most popcorn? What are you talking about?
You go down any aisle in the grocery store, most popcorn is like, cheddar popcorn.
I don't like cheddar popcorn, and it was it was cheddar popcorn with onion powder. That's all it was.
Oh, that sounds good. Oh, that sounds really good.
It was horrible.
Guys, if you love French onion as much as Breezy does, French onion soup, go pick up the French onion soup popcorn at Trader Joe's right now.
It's not, I wouldn't, I 10-10 would not recommend the French onion popcorn. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. And I had a lot of people swiping up, disgusting, amazing, had it, love it, hate it. There was a lot of opinions. And I was choking in the video. Like, I was literally choking trying to get it down.
Well, yeah, it's because you're a very traumatic individual.
I was choking. So I think yesterday what I'm taking away from all this is it was very humbling. It was very humbling to be like, this was made for me. This is the pipeline to my entire personality. I had it and I was like, it's garbage. It's garbage. So.
Worst taste test ever.
Worst.
I don't know. I mean, I can think of like so many other bigger issues going on right now. Like, you know what you should have done? You were already there. You should have gone to the Cheesecake Factory, sat down, had a beautiful slice of cheesecake.
I just was there on Friday.
Oh, you were?
Can't do it twice in 1 week.
God, I haven't been there since 2009.
You should go.
I would love to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
It's delicious.
The reason I stopped going was because right before I moved away, I went there after the show one morning. I got two slices of cheesecake, brought both of them home, and ate them both in one sitting. I don't know if I was going through a depression, but then I looked
that
up.
Definitely screams depression.
I looked up the nutrition label on what I just ate online. It could have killed me. I could have had a heart attack right there.
Easily minimum 5,000 calories.
Easy.
Minimum.
Easy.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say I stopped going there because I couldn't pick up the menu because it literally is as big as the Bible.
It's a freaking phone book.
It is.
If anybody wants to hit up Cheesecake Factory, come through.
You don't have to go to the gym. You can just start doing curls with the menu. You're good.
PXY Mornings, it's the Christmas Dilemma with Moose and Breezy. Now, if you ordered something online but accidentally received something completely different in the mail, would you do the right thing and bring it to the sender's attention, give it back, or would you just keep it and turn a blind eye? 585-252-9800. And that is the dilemma this morning, Breezy, with our girl, Tracy.
Tracy.
Let's get her on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Tracy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Talk to us about your Christmas dilemma, because you definitely got one.
I do. Okay, so my moral dilemma is from Christmas shopping. I was doing my Black Friday online stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I need to know what you guys would do.
Okay.
Us or the listeners, yes.
Yes. I need help from anyone, everyone. So I ordered this present for my husband. It's like $50, something from Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
And the gift came this past Saturday. I unwrap it. And like, my name is there, the label, it's from Nordstrom and everything. But instead of what I ordered him, there is a $350 Tory Burch purse.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yes. Like, I love Tory Burch. It's like one of my favorites. I'm staring at this box like, what is going on?
Right.
That's so, a like, nice bag. Yeah. Tory Burch.
I've never owned one of those.
It's so nice. I'm in love with it.
Oh my God. Okay. Pop off. Is that like a Michael Kors moment?
Like, pick just for me.
The equivalent for people who don't know, because I'm not familiar.
How much is a Michael Kors bag, Tracy? Like 100 something?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easily.
What's Tory Burch go for?
No, it's like $350.
It's okay. Nice bag.
I mean, they range, but...
Very nice bag.
Yeah, that's no JanSport.
No. I don't know if I should just, like, you know, forget about what I ordered my husband and keep the purse. Or do I need to call and tell them what happened? Like, I definitely don't want bad karma. Like, I don't want any bad karma, but I kind of feel like maybe this was meant to be like my reward for doing a good deed or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Like, did you do a good deed?
I mean, it's not like the biggest thing, but like I work in the city. I'm actually not far from you guys' studio on Commercial Street.
Yeah.
And a couple weeks ago, I saw this homeless man in the rain, you know, and I felt bad. I gave him like $5. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot, you know, but I don't know. I just, like,
yeah, you crushed
don't know
it.
If this is like God's way of rewarding me and saying thank
it.
You.
You crushed I mean, like, it?
What?
Yeah. Oh. Hold on a second. I want to make sure I understand. You a couple weeks ago gave a homeless guy $5, and now you think God is rewarding you with a $350 Tory Burch bag accidentally instead of Nordstrom sending your husband whatever $50 Tommy Hilfiger polo you bought him.
That kind of tracks, honestly.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, it tracks.
Okay.
It really does.
Yeah. So you're asking what?
You want to
obviously feel better about this because you wouldn't call if you didn't feel a little guilty. You're obviously still trying. You're on the fence here of what you need to do.
I don't know what to do yet. So I just need to know, like, what other listeners would do in my position. I need honest advice, though. Like, but let me just say, I don't care about the idiots who are going to try and, like, troll me right now because if this happened to them,
no, 100%. My favorite part about people is they love to, like, jump down your throat if you don't make the right decision, but they wouldn't make the right decision either if they were placed in this
position.
Not
necessarily. I think there are a handful of people who would probably call and try and give it back and return it.
But what
are the benefits of keeping it? What are the negatives of keeping it?
I need to know what the benefits are of returning it.
The benefit is I have a really nice purse to wear to a Christmas party coming up.
I don't know. Taking advantage of situations or people for personal gain is just, it's not it.
but big box corporations take advantage of you every day. So make it make sense. It doesn't.
As far as what? Like, give me an example.
Like price gouging, price hikes, the economy being in the toilet, inflation. I can keep going if you need me to.
Nobody's forcing you to buy anything.
No,
though.
You have to buy things to live. So
yeah,
you have to.
Food. We're not talking about purses and bags.
But it doesn't matter. Regardless, you paid X amount for milk for so many years, and now it's $17 a gallon, half a gallon. You deserve.
Hey, you deserve that. Okay.
To outset all of your costs.
Okay, sure. If we want to talk about groceries and food and milk. How about this, though? How about this, Tracy? What if the person that accidentally packed that Tory Burch bag for you is a single mom of two and now she gets fired from her job during the holidays?
Then she should be better at her job. Sorry.
But
that's not on you to, like, save someone else's position in work because they made a mistake that you benefit from.
Where's the empathy?
I mean, I just don't see empathy for big box corporations. I never have and I never will. Sorry, you can't change my mind on that.
What is your gut telling you to do, Tracy? Do you keep the? Do you want to truly keep the bag, or is a part of you telling you you should return it?
I mean, I guess it's both.
Tracy, really, you don't get any. Tracy,
part of me is wondering, like, if I should make the call. I mean, I feel like, you know, it was their mistake. These things probably happen. I guess they account for it. I don't know.
Tracy, it's not, you don't get anything out of it from returning the bag. Let's just say that. You're not going to get anything out of it.
You know,
they're going to be like, oh, okay, cool, thanks.
You know who I would love to hear from is people in retail. If this took place, how would you prefer somebody come and let you know that you made that mistake? Or is it dangerous because you risk getting fired? I'd love to know. 585-252-9800. By the way, Tracy, does your husband know this took place?
No, not at all. Because then I'd, like, have to tell him about his gift. So
Merry Christmas to me. Just reorder the gift.
Are you
for him?
Yeah. What was it? What did you end up getting him?
It's a wallet.
Yeah, I was. It's a $50 guest wallet.
Oh my gosh! How did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Yeah, absolutely. His current wallet is literally, like, falling apart at the.
Why is that,
like,
always the way?
So.
Why?
Because guys sit on it. It's in the
sit
back.
On it.
It's on their ass. They sit on it 24/7. Okay, well, Tracy, let's get to some text messages and figure out this dilemma. I say, I don't know. I would, if I were you, if you don't want the bad karma, just call Nordstrom and say, hey, I think you slipped up. Here's the bag. Can I get my husband's wallet? That's all. If you want to keep it, go ahead and keep it. But just know you did nothing to deserve it. Oh, that's right. You gave that homeless guy $5. So whatever makes you sleep at night. All right, we're going to get to some calls. Thanks for sharing your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys for helping.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
There was no help needed.
There's none needed. Talk soon. Happy holidays.
Okay, thanks. Happy holidays to you.
Okay.
We did nothing to help that woman.
No, we
She's
didn't.
Like, thank you so much. I'm like, we didn't do anything.
Christina says, technically, it's kind of theft. If you ordered a cheap item and you were accidentally sent the expensive one, you should at least try to contact the sender or the company to arrange the return if you want it back. If not, then keep it, But good karma for trying and doing the right thing.
Can I put some things into perspective for you guys? If you get overcharged by a company, they are not going out of their way to let you know that they overcharged you. You are always the one that has to call and say, hey, you double charged me. No one's running to you, Becky, and be like,
you know what
we took too much.
You know what I hate the most? And I know you hate this even more than I hate this.
Send it.
When you accidentally paid for something and then you call and cancel it right away. And it's like, hey, so sorry. We'll get your money back to you in 7 to 14 business days. It's like, what? How about right now?
Proving my point even further, leaning in even further. They don't care about you. You shouldn't care about them, period.
Hello, PXY. Is this Joe?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? Good morning.
Is this Joe the cable guy?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Huh? Joe the cable guy?
Is this Joe the cable guy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yes. What's going on, man? What are your thoughts?
I mostly agree with you, Moose. I think Tracy should do what she feels convicted about, but I feel like the company is going to give her the bag anyway.
That's what a lot of people said, yeah.
Yeah, this happened to me. We got like a $200 vacuum that we didn't order from the person who used to live at our house.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And they said we could just keep it.
It was delivered to you?
Yeah, it got delivered to our house because someone else used to live there in her name. And then we called the company and they said, we already sent her a new one and you guys can keep it.
Yeah, because you know what? It's too much of a pain in the ass for you to send it back and then to repackage it. Now it's faulty and it's just too much.
But you did go out of your way, it sounds like, Joe, to let somebody know.
You should let someone know. I think so. And to Breezy, to like dig on you a little, two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay. That's right, Joe. They don't.
Thank you so much for calling, Joe. We're going to let you go. I'm kidding.
Have a good day, buddy. Thanks so much. Let me go over to Michelle's. Okay, here we go. Michelle says, I worked at Ulta Beauty a few years back. Forgot to scan a woman's item at the counter. And she tried doing the right thing and bringing it back to the store to let my manager know what a great person she is. And I ended up getting fired for it. Just keep the damn purse. Call it a day, Tracy. Okay. This is really split.
Do you want to ruin someone's holiday by getting them so much in so much trouble that they lose their job because you were trying to do the right thing because you're a social justice warrior? Please, get out of my face.
It's crazy how you go on the air every morning and you ask people just to not be morally corrupt and be ethical. You know, like, you know, have a little empathy. And then here you are. Just keep the damn purse. Screw everyone else. As long
literally. I'm not kidding. And everyone's like, Breezy's so terrible. Like, she's so crazy. Okay, then pay my bills. Then you buy me a Tory Burch purse. Thank you.
You don't even know who Tory Burch
is. No, I don't. I've never met her. I don't know who she is.